Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our high nearing 85. Clear skies overnight tonight with a low around 62. Mostly sunny throughout Tuesday with our high of 85, then clear skies Tuesday night with a low around 60. A bit warmer on Wednesday, sunny with a high of 88, and clear skies into Wednesday night with a low of 63. Southeast winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Sunny and 90 throughout Thursday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 55 degrees.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, that's a story that we've heard throughout most of the summer and springtime, but the agricultural community continues to be asking for some cooler temperatures and some moisture across these states. As they say, with some of the crops that they planted throughout the springtime, it's been having a hard time growing and being healthy with that extreme heat that we've seen over the past week or so across these states.
It's uniquely dry. I mean, everybody, that's all you hear when you talk to your farmer friends, ranchers, nobody remembers it being drier than this year. Soybeans ideally thrive at 85 degrees, and anything over that, they're going to be stressed. And at these temperatures above 100 degrees, they're really stressed. And you can see it driving down the roads, just looking out in the field. If we have to salvage a crop, we'll hay it, and it won't make any grain. That's one possibility. Typically, that doesn't make very much.
Mid-American Network News.
Spending time in the backyard can be a great time for all your family and friends. Burwell Construction can make your backyard look its best with a new deck and patio cover. Wood or composite decks, Burwell Construction will help you design the perfect space for all your outdoor fun. And Burwell Construction can secure your backyard with a new fence. 316-794-3430. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
It starts with you. You reach out to KIGG News because you need someone who is on your side. Someone who knows how it feels to be unheard. Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and
the smell is disgusting.
Well, the entire state...
As one lead produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. KIGG News, always on your side.
With back to school officially here across the state of Kansas, many community organizations in the Wichita area say they are stepping up to try and provide resources for students within the public school, giving anything from assistance to homework and mental health issues to trying to provide hygiene issues for school nurses or even public school uniforms.
If we can get them into that routine of coming to school on a regular basis so that they're comfortable at school, the ultimate goal is that they continue that throughout their academic career and then they graduate. And then those are skills that they can take with them. Reach out to our student support advocate. Things that we provide can remain confidential. We want to make sure that our students and our parents understand that we are there as a support. We do not judge them. We want to make sure that everyone in the school building, including their families, feel good about themselves.
That was Kenny at McConico with the Pando Initiative on KSN News. Kansas Mid-American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Michelin tires on sale at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville. Get up to $110 total savings via reward card or virtual prepaid card after online submission with your purchase of four new select Michelin passenger or light truck tires. $70 tire rebate on all Michelin tire lines, plus $40 bonus rebate on Michelin Cross Climate 2 tires only. Valid through September 12th. Now at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Near 50 different Hispanic and Latina entrepreneurs and business owners across the state of Nebraska met in Grand Island over the past week for the Central for Rural Affairs and the Small Business Administration as they hosted their third annual Latina Women in Business Conference in Grand Island. As KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that the topic of this year's conference was, quote, empower women, encouraging women and Hispanic women to start businesses across the state.
Empower women, entrepreneurs really develop and have them bring out the best in them, really remember why they wanted to start a business in the first place and keep that in mind.
That was Jessica Campos, the organizer of the event on KSNB at Local Channel 4, where they say they are working on finding more resources and encouraging Latino women across the state to start up a business, as they talked about numerous different topics, including mental health, taxes, hiring practices, and other tools. Mid-American Network News.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines. The All-Star Monster Trucks are back and ready to rock the Kansas State Fair on Sunday, September 17th. Watch as the world's only monster ice cream truck, Ice Cream Man, the world's largest ATV, Hole Shot, and the iconic Carolina Crusher compete in the Insane Best Trick Competition, obstacle course racing, and a no-rules freestyle battle. Get your tickets at KansasStateFair.com and experience the ultimate in family fun.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners, at their meeting last week, discussed the new jail construction with the architect and construction manager. Next steps, after interlocal agreements have been approved by cities in the county, would include an updated cost of improvements, the potential new site on Broadway, wording for the sales tax question, which would include the maximum amount of bonds to be issued, and anticipated length of a sales tax. A decision, including wording for the sales tax question, will need to be made before the end of September to allow adequate notifications and time to get ballots printed prior to advance voting beginning October 18th. A fatality accident was reported in Washington County Friday afternoon, 5 miles south of Hanover. Nicholas Bennett, age 39, of Manhattan, lost control on K-148. When off the road, the vehicle overturned shortly after noon. The driver was the only occupant, and that fatality Friday was Nicholas Bennett of Manhattan. Understanding Hospice and Advanced Directives will be a free program offered for the public through River Valley Extension District Monday evening, 6 p.m. at the Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, 401 D Street in Washington. Temps Disposal has added a second recycling bin with a section for office paper, newspaper, magazines, and catalogs, along with more space for cardboard and plastic, to the 24/7 recycling collection site in Marysville at Headstrom Hall on North 20th Street. Marshall County's largest employer, Landall Company, Friday noted 60 years in business and announced annual incentive bonus for employees at just over 15%. Founder and company president, Don Landall.
Well, it's very, very important. In the incentive bonus plan, you know, 24 years, that's a long time. We haven't changed the rules, but it was put in initially because we were short of people, short of help, had, you know, some coming and goers, and the rules were set up to make it worthwhile to stay, and that's if you enjoy the job.
Landall Company also announced plans for a 60th anniversary celebration planned in October and will bring country music star Eddie Montgomery of Montgomery Gentry to Marysville for a free community concert.
We were trying to come up with a theme, and Montgomery and Gentry fits us perfect with the song Something to Be Proud Of. You know, obviously we're proud of our dad who started 60 years ago, and we continue on. And so we're going to have them here in Marysville, Kansas at Landall Family Sports Complex, Pat Landall Memorial Field, 7 p.m. on Thursday, October 12th to celebrate Manufacturing Week.
Community Memorial Healthcare last week announced plans to open a new rural health clinic in Axtell in partnership with the Axtell Community Fitness Center. The building will house a 24/7 fitness center, including exercise equipment, walking track, a space for group fitness, and will be used by students as a weight room, in addition to CMH's new rural health clinic space. Committee's goal is to improve rural access to healthy lifestyles year-round, offering a safe and convenient location to work toward health goals. The fitness center is located just south of the Axtell High School. Access to the fitness center's equipment will be by paid membership. Public clinic hours will be staffed by CMH. A grassroots effort, the fitness center represents multiple partnerships that strengthen the Axtell community.
I know the committee members, the five of us, we're just so excited. Just what they're going to bring here is, it's one of those deals where nobody really understands until until this thing gets going, and just how convenient it's going to be. And then the partnerships that CMH can team up with the school, you know, it's just, there's so many things that can happen. You know, I don't want to get ahead of anything, but, you know, it's a good deal for both sides. We want them to be here for the next 50 years. You know, I just think that it's going to be a good partnership. We were going to just do a partial, get this thing up and, you know, go halfway. But now, you know, doing that deal with CMH is, it brought us over the top to complete it with putting the flooring down and all the new equipment.
Russell J. Haverkamp, age 85, of Baileyville, passed away Friday. Massive Christian burial Monday, 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Baileyville. Burial in the church cemetery with the Lauer Funeral Home of Seneca in charge of arrangements for Russell Haverkamp. Della M. Goldsberry, age 79, of Morroville, passed away Friday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at the Morroville Christian Church. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Della Goldsberry. Doris Butler Peters, age 90, formerly of Marysville, passed away August 17. A graveside service is planned Wednesday, August 30th, 10:30 at the Marysville City Cemetery, with a luncheon to follow at the Evangelical United Church of Christ in Marysville. Kinsley's in charge of local arrangements for Doris Butler Peters. Sandra L. Sandy Kramer, age 85, of Washington, passed away last Tuesday. A funeral service is planned Thursday, 10 a.m. at the Ward Funeral Home of Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Wednesday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Sandy Kramer. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, chicken Alfredo, garlic bread, green beans, and apple rings. Tomorrow, ham loaf, baby bakers, Brussels sprouts, and fruit cocktail. KNDY News Time, 7:16.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a tablet banking app. Simply search UBT Tablet in the App Store and download. Enjoy banking on your tablet from anywhere. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust. The bank for your future. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny today with our highs in the lower to mid-80s. Partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 50s and mid-60s. Sunshine throughout Tuesday with our highs in the mid-80s and lower 90s. And staying clear throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Still staying sunny as we head into Wednesday, a bit warmer with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Then clear skies into Wednesday night with our lows in the lower to mid-60s. Southeast winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Even warmer throughout Thursday, sunshine with our highs in the lower to upper 90s. South winds around 15 and gusting as high as 25. Clear skies continue into Thursday night with our lows in the upper 60s. South winds around 15 and gusting as high as 25. Temperatures will continue to warm up on Friday, sunny with our highs in the mid-90s and lower 100s. Then mostly clear into Friday night with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, late August 87, record high on this date 109. The average low 64 and the record low 40. Sunset this evening 8:05, sunrise in the morning at 6:52. Welcome, right? Widespread rains Friday evening. We had about 2.5 inches here at the studios in Marysville. Some amounts over 3, almost 3.5 inches for some areas. A little bit less as you head it further south. 56 this hour with sunshine. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 28th of August. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
At Reflections, you will find a treasure trove of items and gifts backed by a friendly and knowledgeable staff. Shop your Hallmark Gold Crown store for the biggest selection in greeting cards, Christmas ornaments, gift wrap, home decor, and gift ideas for all your celebration and personal needs. In addition, Reflections offers custom framing services and specialized Black Squirrel products, along with your favorite K-State and KU fan gear. Shop Reflections in downtown Marysville today.
A seesaw matchup on Sunday Night Baseball and a new name atop the American League West. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. It was a back-and-forth affair in San Francisco last night. Giants hosting the Braves. Bottom five, all even, but with the bases loaded for Patrick Bailey.
The pitch. Swinging a line drive. One hop to first, and it's past Olsen into the right field corner. One run is in. Two runs score. Here comes Davis all the way from first, and he is in, standing up. Patrick Bailey sizzled it past Olsen and cleared the bases.
The call on KNBR, Giants down the Braves 8-5. After last night's action, there's a new team atop the American League West. First, the Rangers and Twins going to the 13th inning, where Michael A. Taylor would send Twins fans home happy without even swinging.
Three balls and no strikes, and the pitch in the dirt, and he walked in the winning run. The Twins are going to win 7-6.
The walk-off walk, as heard on TIBN, that loss knocked the Rangers out of the American League West lead. They went into the game tied with the Mariners in the standings. Seattle, meanwhile, hosted the lowly Royals. Julio Rodriguez extending his hitting streak to 12 games.
Here's the pitch to Julio. Swinging a drive deep into the gap in left center field. Going and going. Goodbye, baseball!
The call on KIRO. J-Rod making it 3-0 Mariners. They'd win 3-2 and now sit atop the division for the first time this season. NFL, following their win over the Saints in the preseason finale, Texans head coach DeMarco Ryans named C.J. Stroud overall number 2 pick in this year's draft as the week 1 starter against the Ravens. Superstar gymnast Simone Biles continues making history, winning her record 8th U.S. championship Sunday night in San Jose, finishing with a 2-day total of 118.40. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
Here's a look at your ag news for this Monday, August the 28th. I'm Jeff Aiken for the Mid-America Ag Network. Here's Dan O'Brien talking about grains.
Well, futures are beset by issues both domestically in the U.S. And some issues overseas as well. Domestically, the dry weather has caught the attention of the markets, but they're struggling to quantify the actual impact of it. When you look at corn futures closing yesterday, again, August the 24th, Thursday, you saw the lead futures September, which is just about to enter into its delivery period in the next week or so, 472 and a quarter, and then D's 488 and a quarter. Both those were down about 2 to 4 cents. But you have the following December at 508, it was actually up a penny. So you don't have a lot of carry in those markets, and we're actually kind of waiting for watching information from the different crop tours that are occurring. Some troublesome aspects of that, but overall, with you have these corn still sitting at about 488. We haven't digested or taken in any hard data yet that would suggest what the USDA projected the last time out for U.S. corn yields of 175.1 is going to change much. Although we might talk about it later, there are some questions on the horizon. I look at soybeans. Of course, the heat has come in here in essence since the USDA August 11th crop production and WASDE reports, which is measuring crop conditions as of about August 1st. We've had since that time support in the markets. You saw September yesterday closed at 1365 November, also above it at 1371 3/4.
And that's get your ag news for this Monday from the Mid-America Ag Network.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Bindweed can come back year after year and continually be an issue for producers. K-State Weed Management Specialist Sarah Lancaster explains why this weed is an annoyance and a few things that producers can use to help with managing it. She first shares some interesting facts about bindweed.
So, fun fact, field bindweed is pretty much the weed that started weed science in the Great Plains. If you look back through a lot of the historical articles from the mid to early 1900s, when we first started figuring out synthetic weed control, field bindweed was the one that they were going after. It's a perennial weed, so that means it comes back year after year from very, very deep, very, very extensive rootstocks. So it is just incredibly drought tolerant because of those tremendous root reserves, and that's part of why we've been seeing it thrive relative to some of the other plants in recent years.
Lancaster says people need to take into consideration their goals for bindweed control. One method of control is herbicides, and she reviews what herbicides producers could use.
They've got 12 years of data from Hayes looking at field bindweed control, and so I think it's important to think about what is your long-term plan for field bindweed control, because it's not a one-and-done sort of situation. It's a, like we said, it's a perennial weed, and it's going to regrow from those roots pretty much no matter what which of the labeled herbicides we put on it. So it's important to monitor and make sure that you're making repeated applications. We're really depending on 2,4-D, dicamba, and glyphosate for the best control. There's been a little bit of work looking at some of the other group 4 herbicides, but they're just not quite as effective as the 2,4-D or dicamba. Some evidence suggests that combinations of those products will be a little bit better than just one at a time.
Temperature can play a part in helping kill the weed.
Hard freeze, right? That's what's going to make, hard freeze is what's going to make it stop growing at the end of the summer. And by hard freeze, the research suggests that it's 20 degrees. So I'm not just a frost. In fact, some of the better recommendations for control are to use a quinclorac-containing herbicide like Facet right before a light frost. That's going to switch some of the signals in the plant and allow that herbicide to move through the plant in such a way that it's going to be more effective for a kill.
That was K-State Weed Management Specialist Sarah Lancaster with various control methods to consider for field bindweed. She says it is usually a lifelong commitment for growers when it comes to trying to control and manage bindweed. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Good morning, Dennis Henricks, Beatrice 77 Livestock. It's a Monday. Hey, we've got a nice sale here today, and certainly it helps to get a rain there Friday night, Saturday morning, and cool weather. So good news for the future. Well, good news is the cattle markets, at least in Nebraska and Kansas. Nebraska trade ended all on Thursday with a 185 cash, a 292 to 295 in the carcass. So that's certainly good news there. And we will have a sale here today starting at 10 o'clock. At high noon, we get into the hay department with a lot of good hay. There is 216 big round and square bales. So here's the listing today. In the small squares, alfalfa 22 and 22 second cut. Also alfalfa 29 and 29 fourth cut. In the prairie, 25 and 25, and there's a pile of straw at 15. Nice, good square bales. In the big department, it's a nice hay also, and like I said, 216 total of the round and square. In the round alfalfa, excellent stuff that we had last week, 8, 8, and 8. That's third cut at 15.05. In the round alfalfa, there's 11, third cut at 17.30. The round brome is a total of 33 in their groups of 11. They weigh 1435. And that good Marysville 3x3 8 square bale alfalfa, They're 11-11, second cut. We've had it for the last month. They're 800-pound bales. A new entry this week is Square, 3x4x8. They're going to weigh 1441. There's a total of 9. You can buy 5, 5, 5, and 4. Buy them all. It's first cut. Relative feed value, 164. Protein, 23. In the Square, 3x3x8 CRP, there is 58 bales. We've got that broken into groups of 10 and 9 and so forth, so you can buy what you need. In the CRP, we've got round bales, probably about 80 of them, folks, and they're broke into 10s, 8s, and 11s. So if you need grinding hay, certainly come and see us. Good quality bales, and the hay overall looks very, very good. Well, on the inside, after starting out with the cow-calves, or correction, the cows and the bulls here this morning at about 12:30, we will be on two Hereford families, their five-year-olds. They're going to be exposed back. They've got mid-July calves on them, guys. Their Hereford Shorthorn Cross, and the calves look good. In the smaller pens, there's three black and Hereford steer and heifers. They're going to be 200-pounders. They're coming off cows. They're Waltman's out of Pickerel. Reeves at Nebraska City's got five black and red steer and heifers, 2 month wean, June vac. They're going to weigh 500 to 800. Lyle Lester Ranch out of Martell's got 8 black steers, 7 week wean and vac. Jansen cattle out of Sterling, there's 10 red black steer and heifers coming off the cows. In the bigger division there, folks, there's 70 of excellent Conley Zuloff cattle out of Plymouth. They're black steer and heifers, 4 1/4, 585. They are the Prina Plus wean vaccinated program guys. They are 710 on the wean. They're double backed on 720 and 820. A great set of calves, folks. So the first good set of wean cattle coming here today. In the yearling department, there's 47 black baldy red steers. Yearlings coming off grass with a great way up green cattle guys. 775 to 800, they are the Matt Ideas. Now, on the smaller pens and that type of thing, there's certainly going to be about 35 to 40 head. Those calves are all going to be in that 250 to 500 range in smaller groups. So we certainly do have calves here today. So give us a call, and we will have a nice run of cattle. So that is the story here today. And we want to remind you, we will have no sale on Labor Day Monday. We will be back September 11th on a Monday for the fall run. Well, thanks for the business. Give us a call, Tanya, Rick, or Denny at 223-3571. And you know the way that we go. You certainly can go online for all the markets, the consignments, the auctioneer's page, or turn on the video at Beatrice77.net.
As home canning season hits high gear, there's news about a new high-tech method of food preservation. A closer look today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, August 28th, the 240th day of the year. Singer Shania Twain has a birthday, and Martin Luther King Jr. delivered his I Have a Dream speech on this day in 1963. Until recently, most methods of preserving food have meant trade-offs with taste, texture, or nutrition. But the holy grail of food preservation may be on the horizon. Researchers found that extreme high pressure can kill harmful bacteria without producing chemical changes that affect nutrients, taste, or texture. Meats can be safely eaten rare. Eggs lose their sulfurous odor, and fish retains its just-caught freshness. As the process becomes less expensive, watch for foods preserved by mega pressure to appear on supermarket shelves. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
7:34 from KNDY. It's 58. Finally broke that heat wave of last week. Highs middle 80s today. Warm up through week's end, but not to the extremes we had last week. 2.5 in our rain gauge Friday night. Widespread across the region, northeast Kansas, southeast Nebraska.
Kansas, Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. It is the kickoff week for the first week of college football across the country, and right here in the state of Kansas is the number 16 Kansas State Wildcats kick off their first game of the season in Lawrence against Southeast Missouri State, as that game is set for an evening kickoff on Saturday at 6 p.m. The Kansas State Wildcats say they are ready to kick off the 2023 fall football season after taking over the Big 12 championship last year. The Wildcats' first two games of the season are at home in Lawrence before heading on the road to take on Missouri. In Jayhawk football, their game number one of the regular season comes up on Friday this week with an evening kickoff at 7 p.m. as they're also at home taking on Missouri State. The Jayhawks are coming off a stronger football season than what they have seen over the past few years and said they're ready to start off the new season to continue to build that momentum into the fall. Kansas University also has the first two games of their regular season at home in Manhattan before heading on the road for week number three of college football season to take on Nevada. Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville girls volleyball team held a scrimmage Friday and hosted an invitational to open the season Saturday. Lady Bulldogs finished 2-2. Valley Heights also 2-2. Washington County 0-4. And Silver Lake goes undefeated 6-0 to win the tournament. They defeated Nemohol Central, who went 5-1 in the championship 25-19, 25-21. High school football teams had preseason jamborees Friday and will kick off the season this Friday. We'll visit with the area coaches on our Coach's Corner program each evening following sports at around 5:20. Monday, it's Southern and Diller Odell. Axtell and Centralia Tuesday. Lynn and Hanover on Wednesday. Frankfort and Valley Heights Thursday, with Washington County and Marysville Friday. Tune for the Coach's Corner.